welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe and I've just enraged one of the small children. So depending on how that pans out, this may be done in several takes. Apparently she's highly upset that I won't move the computer out of the office and into the main part of the house. This is the benefit of having the office separate from the house, is that they can't take over every single computer that I own, but it is with its own set of problems during school holidays. So we'll see how this goes. Last week I was planning on talking this week about tapering because Melbourne's coming up, but I think that there are probably plenty of blog posts and probably even a few podcasts that I've spoken about. That boils down to don't do anything silly, hold on to all of your extra energy. You're not going to gain any more fitness at this point, so recovering is more important than anything else. So what I did want to talk about this week was something that came up in Run Club, because Melbourne or October and November events tend to be the end of the running season in Australia as it gets too warm for most of us to enter races, and so you see a lot of the events drop off towards the end of the year and they'll start picking back up again in March and April. So then for most runners who like to be pretty much on a plan most of the time, it can be like quite a challenging period of time. Like, how do you manage it? Because, you know, it's tends to be a fair amount of time in between that and when the next thing is, and what kind of training you should be doing, and how should you approach it in terms of it being hotter and being more uncomfortable to run for longer periods of time, and sort of what is the best way to go. So to start off with, if you've had a period of consistent training through the year, then generally you need some downtime, and which does not come naturally to most of us, but it's there and necessary as much for mentally as it is for physically. You cannot stay at peak fitness 12 months a year. It's just not possible. And if you attempt it, you're going to crash and burn in a pretty spectacular fashion when we get further into next year's season. So what you want to do if you've had really consistent training through the year is to have a time. Generally it's great after an event because you're recovering anyway, but just take a few weeks where you aren't running. If you are running, it's just whatever you feel like doing. It's very unstructured and you are just resting and recovering and doing other fun things. It's a great time. You know, if you're a person who likes to be moving most of the time, great, but pick something other than running to do. And when you come back to it, you should be really missing it. And you should be really well rested and really recovered, and you just have that mental break from today I'm running intervals, tomorrow I've got an easy run and I've got a long run and all of this sort of stuff. Like, it needs to be a period of time where you get a break from that. And even coming out of that, generally I would then look at base training, which is about the developing the aerobic foundation, where you pretty much stay away from anything high intensity. It doesn't mean that there's no intensity, because the aerobic system includes things at the top of that system like tempo and moderate intensity, but it does mean that you are training at a kind of at a low level for 6 to 8 weeks, just to allow your body time to recover, to rebuild that aerobic base, to have that foundation set before you then go into training. In terms of what you might actually do over the summer period, it's a great time to look at shorter distance training. Although at an advanced level, you would definitely be doing the same kind of mileage in a 5K program as you would really in a half marathon program. So, you know, you would still be getting in the kind of distance you would normally get in an advanced level program, but you can do it in a way for over summer, where it's just a lower volume type of plan, which probably suits shorter distance a bit better. You can use, the great thing about 5Ks, for example, is you can use parkrun, you can go every week, you can race every week, you're going to recover very well from that. You can cut down on the long runs that you're doing, and so you're not out for hours and hours on end running in the heat and the horrifying humidity. That's what it feels like up here. Usually for me, I would normally go into shorter training over summer period and focus on weightlifting and CrossFit and that kind of stuff, because it kind of goes really well into the CrossFit Open, which goes from sort of February to March. But this year I'm kind of undecided about what I want to do, because I still want to focus on the half distance next year. And so what I want to do, have some recovery, have some base work that I do, and then probably have something that is going to build back into that half. So kind of like attempting to maintain my distance over summer, but because it is half marathon training and not full marathon training, that should be relatively achievable even with the heat, because at most my long runs are a couple of hours. And now I've gotten used to traveling to do my long runs, so I'm closer to water and everything like that. Because even though I have a hydration vest for summer running, if I can get away with not having something on my back, I will. It's just not something that, like, if I have to wear it, I will. And certainly around here in summer, I wouldn't go longer than 8Ks without having access to water. But if I can drive 15 minutes down the road and run without it, and there are plenty of places that I can stop for water, that's probably what I do. So usually if you have a specific goal in mind for next year, it works really well to work backwards from that. So if you work out what your distance is and what date that is, and you go, okay, for a marathon I need about 16 weeks lead in, for a half marathon I need about 12 weeks lead in, where does that put me? Could I fit in, you know, sort of like essentially like a 12-week distance building cycle and then a 12-week actually, you know, training cycle into that? You know, like, how much time does that leave me for base training? Could I do, you know, like 12 weeks just focusing on 5K to really, you know, like get all of my turnover and mechanics and, you know, like all of that sort of stuff firing? There's a million different ways that you can do it, but I do think the most important thing is having that break, even though most of us are pretty allergic to it. And the only reason why you wouldn't need that break is if, say for example, you've had an injury through the year, so you are like up to your neck with recovery, in which case you don't have to really worry about base training too much, although base training is a sort of like a natural part of a training plan. If you have coming back after an injury or an absence, then that sort of like will naturally be built into a training plan that you have. But so if you have had breaks in the year where you've been unable to run or doing less running, then having that time off isn't so necessary, because you are not mentally fatigued from, you know, doing multiple training cycles or multiple races or anything like that. And with a race, generally speaking, for full recovery, I would say it's like 1 day per kilometer that you race, and that's for full recovery. It's not to say that you wouldn't run in between that time, because you would, but I wouldn't expect somebody after a half to be at full capacity until 3 weeks later, and I wouldn't expect somebody who had run a marathon to be at full capacity until 6 weeks later. And it seems like a long time, but that is it's much better to take a long view of recovery rather than jumping back in too quickly. And it's also a great time of year to have that downtime, because you've got school holidays, you've got Christmas, you've got all of that sort of stuff going on. So it's a great time to just focus on enjoying time with your family. And although, you know, like school holidays, sometimes you hang on to those periods of running time for dear life, because it's the only time you're ever alone. But you can still have some downtime before you jump into that. And another way you can look at sort of figuring out what you might want to do next year when you're in your planning or distracting yourself from whatever taper you're in, or, you know, keeping yourself entertained during summer and school holidays and all the rest of it, is to really look at the last year and look at what are the things that come up on your training plan that you get really excited about doing, and what were the sessions or the events or the things that you had the most fun at during the year, and where did you feel the most accomplished during the year? And that is going to help you really sort of pinpoint where you should be and what you should be doing, and, you know, all of that, because it's so easy to get distracted by a million different things. Like, as my half time has come down, in the back of my mind sort of thought, you know, like, I could probably go under 4 hours for the marathon now if I wanted to give it a crack. But then I kind of thought about it and I was like, actually, I don't want to do that. I really enjoy the half. I have a lot of fun racing it. I have a lot of fun training for it, and I have zero interest in going beyond that. And being clear about that makes it so much easier when I'm planning out what I want to do and what I don't want to do, and it just sort of like cuts down some unnecessary decision making, and it allows me to really focus instead of sort of like going, oh, I'll do a bit of this and a little bit of that and then end up being kind of okay at two or three things. Just focusing on the one thing and saying, this is the thing that I care about. And so for different people, you know, you might not have that same relationship. You might far more enjoy having much more varied things going on through the year, like do this 10K and this half marathon and build up to this marathon. But it's good to take the time to look at it and think about what is going to give you the most joy, because you're spending so much time on it. It might as well be something that you are really going to love and you're going to get a lot from, and it's going to give you as much as you give to it. So I think that's it for next year planning. One final word about Melbourne people who are tapering is, you have spent in anywhere in between, you know, like 16 weeks for marathoners, or, you know, 12 weeks for half marathon, or 10Kers or 5Kers, and you can definitely spend the next week dialing in nutrition and hydration. It's really easy to kind of at this point go, well, you know, like, I've done all of this training, this is, you know, it's not going to make that much difference. It's going to make a lot of difference. So really focus on nutrition, hydration, recovery, and getting your body where it needs to be, because they're all things in the last week that you can more or less control. You're not gonna, you know, it's not gonna make that much difference if you miss sessions or make sessions, other than your mental state. So, you know, just focus on the things that are within your control, so you can get to race day and know that everything you could do, you did, and the only thing that is left is your victory lap, whatever that looks like on the day. And, you know, no race is perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that if you go in knowing that everything is done, then you can feel really happy with the result, no matter what that result is. And while you're planning, keep in mind that next year, some things that have popped up that are going to be quite big Operation Move events are Canberra, UTA, Gold Coast, and Melbourne again. So if they sort of fit in with what you want to do, definitely look at jumping in on the early bird, because it's always so much nicer to do things with team and other people to support you, and we usually have dinner either before or after or whenever we can. So I will speak to you next week, and hopefully, yes, I will, because I was thinking, oh, I've got to hop on a plane on Friday, but kids are back at school next week, and I've managed to survive this with not one of them coming out despite their outrage about the computer situation. So I will quit while I'm ahead, and I will speak to you next week.